friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Soldiers sent a letter home in World War II, and it finally just arrived 76 years later. Written by Heather Riggleman, read by Alyssa Forsberg. There is something incredibly special about receiving a letter from a soldier. Letters take time to write, and they are a physical treasure because in today's day and age, we are so used to instant communication like text messages that we forget the value of a handwritten letter. That's what makes this story so incredible too. A soldier sent a letter home in World War II, and it finally arrived 76 years later. The letter from a soldier written so long ago arrived one ordinary day, nestled among advertisements, bills, and Christmas cards for Angelina Gonsalves. Angelina had been a widow for more than 6 years after her late husband of 61 years passed. She loved him dearly and said he was her soulmate and quite a guy. Not only was he the love of her life, together they built a home, made memories, and raised 5 sons. When God had called him home, Angelina knew she would see him again someday, but his daily absence was sometimes unbearable. But that's when a letter from heaven arrived to give Angelina a reminder she wasn't alone. It was just a funny feeling. He was around us at Christmas time, one of his favorite times of the year, she said. So imagine her excitement when a letter from a soldier, her late husband, arrived in her mailbox. Johnny had written the letter to his mother while he was serving in World War II. The long-lost letter was dated December 6, 1945. Even though it was written to Johnny's mom, Angelina was overjoyed to receive the letter. She said, "I love it, I love it. When I think it's all his words, I can't believe it. It's wonderful. And I feel like I have him here with me, you know?" When you think about it, God knows when to give us comfort, hope, and an extra dose of love when we need it. He has quite a way of making these little miracles happen, and a 76-year-old letter is no exception. May this story remind us all how God comforts us and loves us, especially when we are missing our loved ones. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. 2 Corinthians 1:3. He was forced to give up his beloved dog when he was hospitalized, so Nurse Steps In. Written by Kelly Kaufman. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. A broken-hearted man in New York had to take his beloved pup to the local shelter when he didn't have someone to care for his pet while in rehabilitation. Just when it seems like healthcare workers couldn't go any more above and beyond their duties, a nurse adopts the patient's dog to keep them together. Right before the holiday season, John Burley got admitted to the hospital with an illness. With nobody able to take care of his dog, Boomer, John made a tough decision. Although he loved his furry buddy, he had no choice but to surrender him to the local humane society. Thankfully, an angel wearing scrubs stepped in to save the day. Sometime before his hospitalization, John was a daily patient at the Grand Rehabilitation and Nursing. While working at that same health center, Nurse Jennifer Smith befriended John and knew all about little Boomer. That's why she called John in the hospital when she heard he got admitted. After finding out that John had to say goodbye to his little companion, Jennifer knew exactly what she had to do. Another employee from the Grand Rehabilitation said she went right to the Rome Humane Society that day and paid the adoption fee, took him to the vet, and went on a shopping spree for food, a crate, toys, and doggy clothes. Jennifer called John to let him know that she and her family adopted his pup to give him a home while John recovered. She called him every day to share updates about Boomer and his adventures. He was getting plenty of love, scratches, and treats. Knowing that his fur baby was in good hands had to be relieving. Once John recovered, his doctor recommended attending a rehabilitation of his choice, and immediately, John chose none other than Jennifer's center. To celebrate John's recovery, Jennifer dressed Boomer in some Christmas pajamas and visited the hospital. Another nurse said, when he saw Jennifer and Boomer come around the corner, he just burst into tears and reached for his pal. There was not a dry eye in the room between residents and staff. He was so happy to see the dog and so thankful to Jennifer for saving him. It's not every day a nurse adopts a patient's dog, but Jennifer was willing to go above and beyond to do the right thing. Now, Boomer tags along with Jennifer to work every day and sees John all the time. The happiest ending to the most wholesome story. Thank God for blessing us with wonderful caretakers and beautiful souls like Jennifer's. They truly make the world a better place.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Hey there, it's Nicole Eunice from the How to Study the Bible podcast, and I'd love to invite you to join us as we weekly discover a passage of God's Word together. From beginning to end, from principles to practicals, we are here to make sure that God's Word is powerful and relevant to your life. If that sounds like something you're looking for, I would love to invite you to subscribe. You can go to lifeaudio.com and search How to Study the Bible, and we'll see you there.